I speak to you in God's holy name. God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. The readings today are very powerful, and we can see the power of faith and the power of Jesus working together for wholeness and good. It's a beautiful thing. You can imagine the amazement of the family seeing their Jairus' daughter raised back to life after her death. And Jesus, to make sure the crowd knew that it was not a mirage, telling the people, give the little girl something to eat. Looking after the basic needs. Jesus was not all about preaching and just loving, but he was a realist. He knew that children need something to eat. Jesus cared for children. Jesus cares for people. And we have to keep this in mind. About a month ago, I was at the post office here in Agassiz on a Wednesday afternoon. I'd finished my work. I had some letters to post. I went to the post office. I had my clerics on. And this guy saunters up to me. He said, are you a priest? And the way he said it, I sort of felt inside of me, I'd like to tell him I'm Darth Vader in disguise. But I said, yes, I'm an Anglican priest. He said, what do you think about what's going on in this country? We're getting overrun. I said, getting overrun? Yeah, we're getting overrun. We get all these foreigners coming in to live here. They're taking our jobs. You know, you're a good white guy. We need to have people coming to this country white like Jesus. At this moment, I wish I said I was Darth Vader. But I said, white like Jesus? Yeah, he said. We don't need all these immigrants coming in from other lands. We don't need them in color. We need white people. I said, so you think Jesus is white? I mean, I wasn't going to let that opening go away. He said, yeah. I said, well, I don't know what Sunday school material you've been reading, but if you show a white Jesus, it's false. Jesus was not white. Jesus was the color of the people of the Middle East, sort of an olive color. Oh. You mean he looked like an Arab? And I said, yes, he would have looked like an Arabian, because that's the color. I said, this country is made rich. The only people who are here that are not of color from another land somewhere else is not you and I as white people. It's First Nations people. And you and I definitely don't look like we're First Nations. But this time I was getting a little steamed. I said, you need to know that Jesus is about love, not about exclusion. Not about pushing people away, but bringing people in. And Jesus took risks and loved and reached out to people who were not of his own tribe, not of his own race. He reached out to women. He reached out to Samaritans. He reached out to strangers and tax collectors and murderers, and he loved them all. And healed people who normally would be thrown away. He brought the lepers to wholeness. And the guy looked at me and I said, now, you need to go and think about your attitude. I said, this country is made great because we are multicultural, multilingual, multiracial. Canada is a better nation for it. And he was just didn't know what to say. And he sort of turned and walked away. But I thought, a month ago, and I think about it today, this is who we are as Canadians. We are a place of inclusion, not exclusion. We are people of caring. We are people who are built upon the people from many lands. I mean, originally this land was vacant, and then people came in, and they settled here a long time ago, but they still came here. We are all a nation of immigrants. as are many other lands around the world. And the people who are coming and wanting to be here today, like the refugee families that we are supporting, they want to be here and they want to build up the land. They want to have a new life. They want to have an opportunity, just as probably most of our forefathers and mothers did. I mean, my family came here from Wales in 1896. And my grandfather came and he couldn't speak English. He could only speak Welsh Gaelic. And he worked hard, but he helped to build up the country, as are many others. And the projections are that this Canada will be stronger when we get up to being about 100 million people. We're at about 37 million people now. When I was a lad, I think the country had about 14 million. So it's more than doubled in my lifetime. But we're going to see a lot more people coming. And it's not to be something to be afraid of. We are a land that opens itself up and welcomes strangers and welcomes diversity. And so in this Canada Day, we need to think about why is that important? And as Christian people, we need to think about why is that important? And it's important because it's part of the vision of Jesus. Jesus was not about fear. He was about love. He was not about exclusion. He was about inclusion. He was about taking risks, not always pushing away. And so I think it's important, as we have the vision of what it means to be Canadian, as Christian Canadians, we are not afraid to engage people who come from a fear agenda, who think somehow anybody that worships differently than us, who looks differently than us, is somehow to be afraid of. We don't have to be afraid. There is one people, one planet, one God. And we are all under that one God. And we are a people of love and inclusion. And so if you get approached in the post office, I want you to think about, how do you respond? Do you want to get away as fast as you can? Which I have to admit I wanted to. But do you stay engaged and join in that conversation? And talk about our principles. Immigrants do not take away jobs from people who are here. That is not true. Immigrants help build the country. And immigrants across Canada today are assisting communities that were dying come back to life. Helping people who no longer have the ability to climb ladders and put up storm windows to get their storm windows installed. To see the school buses running and the schoolyards filled. Immigrants are helping to build the land and keep it strong. And so as Christians on this Canada Day morning, I want us to think about our own personal values and our attitudes as Christians towards strangers, our attitudes towards others. I believe that Jesus teaches us to be a people of love and inclusion, of people to take risks. God is with us. We can take all the risks we want. God is there in love. And so anybody who comes from a fear agenda, ask them, if you get the chance, where did they pick this up? What makes you feel afraid? I asked this guy, I said, what makes you so upset? He says, because some immigrant took the job I wanted at the research station. I said, oh, that's interesting. What was it to be? He said, well, it was supposed to be working in the barns and doing some experiments with the cattle. I said, so why didn't you get the job? Well, I said, it's because you were white? No. Then what was it? I didn't have the qualifications. I said, exactly. I said, whose fault was it that you didn't go and do more schooling? Whose fault was it that you didn't get the qualifications? You don't get a job because you're a white Canadian. You get the job based on who you are and your qualifications for the work. So I said, you're still relatively young. He was about 40. I said, go back, finish your high school, and then go on further. You're not stupid. Just go do it. He wasn't sure about that. But immigrants learn one thing. When I was living in Montreal, I was a lad, but I participated in the census. It was actually in the Eastern Townships. Well, we had immigrants there too. And what amazed me was the amount of education these folks had. And I asked one of them, I said, why is it you have so much education? And they said, well, we can lose our land, we can lose our homes, but you can't lose your education. And I thought, that's a good piece of advice. And over the years, I've shared that with many a person. And I share it today. We do not have to be afraid of immigrants. We do not have to be afraid of difference. We know we have God who's with us. And we model our trail of life on the teachings of Jesus, our Savior. And I pray that we, on this Canada Day, keep that front and center. May God bless us all. Amen.